Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, if the Texans are able to pull this game off, and obviously it's not a guarantee. I don't know if you saw that line. I know, Tyler, I'm sure you did. The Texans are 1.5-point underdogs in this game at home. Jacksonville is favored by 1.5 in this game.
All the injuries playing. Yeah,
yeah. C.J. Stroud. That's the big one that shifts a line there like that. So yes, it is what Vegas is thinking, almost a pick 'em type of a game, a very tight game that could go about. So it could go either way. And I said, if the Texans win, what will that mean? What will that mean to you about the future of this team? As I see this young lady is just shaking her head, she nothing. I can read those lips. She ain't just say nothing.
Got
she
to
said,
me something.
Nothing. Somebody text in just now, Clint. To be honest, won't mean much if the Texans get it together and win every game they have left. If they don't make the playoffs, I'll still be proud. But
Hell, if they win every game they got left,
they're going to make the playoffs
and they're going to be a damn contender.
It's a good
thing. I tell you what, you clearly picked that before you read the detail.
I did. I saw, to be honest, it won't mean much.
Look, this is a must-win game. I mean, look, this is a game for all of us Texans fans. You got to win this game to keep hope alive. If you win this week, you then have the Titans in next week, and you can get to 5-5, sitting at 5-5, now you got hope. Now you got a chance to make a run. Now you got – then you can potentially get in. I think this is a hope game. If you lose this game, all hope is out the window. And
we can't
unfortunately,
sell it
to you. We got to move on to future things. But you win this one, you still got a puncher's chance, and we keep showing up.
Yeah, to me, I just don't – I know it is frustrating, and I'm going to tell people about the fan. It's just hard right now to punt on the season at 3-5, right? And to think like, man, it's over, right? It is – I'm not going to lie to you. It is a tough road, but like you said, if they win these next two games, trust, I watched and heard – and so after they beat the 49ers, y'all were right back on it. Here we go. Let's go, baby. Here we go. I know many of you were right back on it. All right. And if they win these next two and they get to 500, as you said, now you got a chance and now you can really look at it. If they don't win these next two games, it's nothing. If they lose to Tennessee, and then we're going to have some different conversations on this show. But if they get these next two, and then yes, it's the toughest part of your season. You got home Buffalo, at Indy, at Kansas City. It's a tough role.
Well, let me here. But here's the thing: is the seventh seed in the AFC right now is the Jacksonville Jaguars sitting at 5-3.
That, yes,
right. And the eighth seed is the Kansas City Chiefs sitting at 5-4. So you're obviously two games behind that 7-8 seed where you need to have a chance to get in. All right, you win this week, you make up some ground on one of those teams. As I mentioned, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're on your roster. Buffalo Bills, Los Angeles Chargers, all those teams are on your roster coming down the stretch.
I'm sorry,
on your schedule coming down the stretch. So you win this week, right? You're thankful you got Tennessee next week. And if a couple of these teams ahead of you mess around and slip up, you know, it wouldn't be crazy to think that you can catch that seven. And you got a lot of 6-win teams. You know, you got several 5-win teams right there in that mix. You're not that far behind those guys. Now, the problem is you're going to run out of time.
Yeah.
The problem is you're going to run out of time. So it's less about how far you are behind somebody and more about how much season you got left. Right now, you got enough season left where you can say, okay, we still got – like everything doesn't have to go our way. We just have to have some good luck, and we got to play some good football, and we got a chance. You know, you mess around and drop this game this week, you're running out of luck and you're running out of time, and that's a bad sign.
Yeah. Text line come through. Okay, peaches. It's not peaches. It's Ron.
He hates peaches.
You know, you can. You know.
Is that where peaches came from? Because you
peaches,
hate peaches,
Hewley.
I hate peaches. No, I think Wade Smith. He did that. Never came back. He just won't come back now to defend himself. No, I see Wade every night damn near. But no, Wade threw that peaches out there, and some people have run the roll with it. But someone said, okay, peaches, it's Ron or Show. Even if we do win this week, what happens when we lose against the Titans? You don't really believe that. You don't believe that. You're a troll or you're angry at your team. But you don't believe they're going to beat the Jags this week and then lose to the Titans. Like, you don't believe that. Right, and you don't, and you'll probably be the same one that'll come at me if I criticize the Texans and say, "What are you talking about? You're just a hater. Why don't you move back?" No, get out of here. You don't believe that. All right,
Hold on, Joe.
These next two right here, it's it. All right, these next two, you got to win these two, as Clint said, to give yourself a chance. If you win these two and you give yourself a chance, Now we could really look at something. And then you got that 3-game stretch against those teams that I think will make or break you, right? I think, but you got to win these two. If you lose either one of these two, and I just don't believe they're going to lose to the Titans, but if you lose either one of these two, then I think the conversation shifts to an entirely different deal. The conversation shifts to, what is this team and what is this front office going to look like after the season ends? I think that's where things start to shift. All right, real quick before we get to 5 o'clock fire, not really real quick, but matchups for you that are key ones that you're watching. Let's start when the Texans have the ball. When the Texans have the ball with Davis Mills in there for C.J. Stroud,
you got the best one on that. I mean, you got the biggest one on that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's hands down. It's Ariante Ursery versus Josh Hines Allen.
And I would say with Nick Cayley to boot, the plan that they have, because we said it the first game, this isn't just Ursery by himself having to hold up. This is Ursery and the team understanding that we are not going to let Josh Hines Allen, as you've articulated all week, who has not done this to nobody else.
He's got two or two and a half sacks in a year.
He had to have two of them against the Texans.
Yeah, Eric Armstead is the leading sacker for the Jags. They got 10 total sacks. They're 32nd in the league in sacks. If this group has the ability, whether we're talking about offensive coordinator, we're talking about personnel up front, players up front, or we're talking about scheme, if this defense has the ability to cause chaos consistently for four quarters against the Texans, then we're a lot worse off than we thought. And based on what I saw last week against the last week against Denver, I'm pretty confident. Even with some backups, I'm pretty confident.
Yeah.
Ooh, that one snuck up on me, boy.
It did. Yeah, but they got it. They got to solve that. They cannot let him take over the game. He made way too many impact plays. Yeah. He was the best player on the field By the way, that's the second time we've seen him do that to the Texans in the last several years. He did it to Laremy Tunsil,
yep,
where he won AFC player, defensive player of the week, and then he did it again in this game,
yep,
where they just couldn't do nothing about it. But many times it's because they left Ursary by himself over there, and you just can't allow that to happen. What about
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
About when Jacksonville has the ball, what's the key matchup over
look,
there?
I think it's their interior offensive line versus our interior defensive line. When the Texans defense has been got this year, it was against Tampa, and they were running downhill with some different, you know, G schemes and really taking advantage of them getting upfield and being aggressive at the D-tackle position. And so I think it's our D-tackles versus their interior offensive line, because early in the year, as you pointed out earlier, they were a really good run football team. And now last week they leaned on the run game. I think they ran it 7 straight times late in the game to beat the Las Vegas Raiders. And so they will have a tendency to lean into ETN when the game's on the line. And so I just think that the one spot, if our defense can be got, I think the one spot is inside that D-tackle position right there. Whether it's scheme or it's just going at them, that's the one spot. So I think that matchup right there, if we can make their run game a non-factor, which teams have this year, by the way, if we can make their run game a non-factor, hey man, I think it's going to be hard to lose this one. Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be hard to lose this one if we can do that.
Because arguably their best receiver, and we'll get more into that coming up in just a bit, their best receiver just got to the team Tuesday. Right? Jacoby Myers just got there Tuesday, and you're putting the ball in Trevor's hands. And, hell, we saw that first game. He threw a pick and put the ball in harm's way in that game. Someone texted in, showed the Titans played the Chargers tough. Mind you, Mills is the quarterback. I know maybe you just looked at the score of being 27-20. I want you to know that in that game, their first touchdown was a Justin Herbert pick 6 for 24 yards. The second time that they scored was a 60-yard punt return for a touchdown. So their first 14 points, they did not score an offensive a point, no touchdown.
You're talking about Tennessee, right?
Tennessee, yes. They scored 14 of the 20 points on a punt return and on a pick 6. All right, guys, come on. Let's not get in here. Hey, they played the Chargers tough. No, yeah, stop. Come on, guys. They're one of the worst teams in football. Sorry. They beat the Jags. Come on, they're going to – you know, I don't even know why I'm even approaching this. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You got me. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
Can't wait.
There it is. Yeah, I can't either. That first season was something else. Yeah.
So this is where social media is great, man. Landman, they're showing the clips now. It was great with what was the one in Yellowstone?
Yellowstone.
Oh, the one-liners from old girl in Yellowstone on those clips on social was great. Now you got old Billy Bob's one-liners from Landman. Oh, they're great.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.